4-2 Mets as we go to the fourth on a newsworthy night. Time for that top of the fourth Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. And joining us here in the booth, Mets beat reporter for Newsday, Mark Carrig. All right, what did you see, Mark, on the whether or not with Freddy Galvis getting hit by the pitch?
Yeah, that didn't look like a hit by pitch for me. I saw the replay a couple of times, and that was a weird play, a phantom job there. So looked like the Mets caught the wrong end of that one for sure.
Matt Harvey back to work against Carlos Ruiz. And a 4-2 lead for the Dark Knight tonight. Pitch is high, up and in, 1-0. Do we see at some point Harvey deck somebody tonight because two Mets got hit?
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
The line, the 1-0 from Harvey coming. It's down and outside, 2-0.
I think what was more interesting about that, too, is and the scout texted me as this was happening, but Terry comes out to argue again. And he's like, is he trying to ice his own pitcher? So, you know, Matt's dealt with some delays tonight.
2-0 pitch, right down the middle for a strike, 2-1.
And they might have actually dodged a little trouble. We're getting word from Jay Harwitz that Michael Kadire has a contusion on his left hand. X-rays were negative.
2-1 delivery, smacks in for a strike at the knees of Ruiz, 2-2.
Yeah, that's a big, big break for the Mets there, too.
The Kadire. Break that wasn't the break, yeah.
Exactly.
Harvey rocks on the rubber, 2-2 delivery, swing, bouncing ball to short. Flores playing the third hop, little shuffle step and a throw, bang, got him. One down. So before the game, now I'm not going to ask you about Paul Blart because I know you've already written about him. Kevin James is here to promote the movie. All right, I'll ask you about it real quick. Was it really cool meeting Paul Blart, Mall Cop?
The mustache is pretty cool. Paul seemed fine, too. Bartolo Colon-esque, by his own admission.
What did he say, Bartolo Colon? That's a pretty good line he had.
That's a pretty creative plug. So it's brownie points just for that.
I like that.
Here's Cody Ashe, left-hand batter. Pitch from Harvey coming, and it's low, 1-0. So the Met offense, 4 runs, 6 hits tonight, Mark. Was that just kind of waiting to happen? What have you seen from this offense? Get your answer in a sec. As the 1-0 pitch is delivered outside, 2-0.
I asked David Wright that same thing, and he told me he was just in the back watching MLB Network, and they had their top 10 defensive plays of the week. And he's like, four of them are our guys. So, you know, that was an indication there. They've been hitting balls hard and just not catching breaks until now.
Wind in the 2-0 swing. This one hit well by Cody Ashe. Deep to right, it's going to go. Harvey gives up another home run. It's 4-3, and it's thrown back immediately. From out of that upper deck, rolls past Curtis Granderson. Cody Ashe hits his first of the year. And Matt Harvey, although he has struck out a half a dozen tonight, has given up 2 home runs. Remember, he hadn't given up any home runs in 61 innings, and now he has given up 2 tonight.
This one on a fastball, too, which is kind of unusual. Guys have been behind on that all night long, but it looks like the location is pretty bad.
So now Grady Sizemore will bat. And as energized as this crowd was after Harvey struck out the first two, do you agree, Mark, that after Utley hit that home run, I mean, it was like the cone of silence just dropped on everybody? Pitch to Sizemore, the veteran. He goes after one, fouls it to the left, nothing and one.
Yeah, that was like somebody in the library, like letting out a burp, and then boom. I could hear like the fans in front of us, and they were going crazy because, you know, the press box windows were open. As soon as they made contact with that ball, man, pure silence.
Harvey trying to get back at it here. 4-3 is his lead. Now the 0-1. Swing, another foul off to the left side. Back in the crowd, nothing and two.
But you have to get back to the offensive side of it. I think the Mets are certainly showing some signs here. Again, they're squaring up some balls. They also caught a little bit of a break. That 40-foot number that goes for a hit.
Yeah.
Granderson on that big swing.
2 strikes to Sizemore. Harvey trying to put him away. Not yet. It's high. 1-2. Mark Carrig joins us every top of the fourth, courtesy of Newsday. And we'll get you up to speed on all there is happening with the Mets. Now the kick, the 1-2 from Harvey. Low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And lastly, Mark, before you take off, Wilmer Flores, what are your thoughts about him finally maybe getting going soon?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal for him because there's some confidence that I think comes from having some success here, especially after the rough start that he's had.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time, as always. Here's the 2-2, taken up and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And again, every top of the fourth inning, you'll hear Mark Carrig with his insight on the broadcast here. All right, so this one could go either way. 3-2 to Sizemore. Here's the pitch from Harvey. Swinging a chopper near first, right on the line, then foul. Duda lunging at it, couldn't get it. And the first base umpire, Dan Bellino, straddling that line, said, yeah, that's foul ball. Although not by much. Harvey goes to the back of the mound. That kind of a look on his face like, what is going on here? I mean, this is a team that has scored three runs on me in 35 innings in it tonight. They've got three runs on, well, in three and a third so far this evening. On three and two, into Sizemore. Swing and a miss. He got him with the heat. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. We've seen him up at 98. That strikeout total climbing for Harvey. Remember, in the first assignment he had this year against Washington, he had nine. He's up to seven tonight. Two down, bases clear, and it brings up Ben Revere. Injury update brought to you by InjuryLawyer.com, the Rothenberg Law Firm, fighting and winning on behalf of seriously injured clients for over 40 years. Call 800-624-8888 or go to InjuryLawyer.com. Pitch to Revere, a fast one inside, 1-0. Bobby Parnell and Vic Black, both on a rehab assignment, pitching for Port St. Lucie tonight. Each went an inning. 1-0 pitch, little flare foul out of play left side, 1-1. Black allowed a home run and then walked a couple as well in his one inning. Parnell, a couple of hits in his one inning, but no runs. And again, the good news on Michael Kadai, who got hit by a pitch tonight, just a contusion. 1-1, fastball inside, 2-1 on Revere. Harvey had that amazing spring training. Only one walk, 21 strikeouts. Here's a 2-1. Breaking ball, maybe outside, or maybe high. Either way, it's 3-1. Now, Harvey shot a look at Alfonso Marquez like, hey, that was a strike, dude. Wind in the 3-1. Swing, bouncing ball past Harvey towards second. Coaxed by Murphy. He's got it. Fires to first in time. And the inning is over. One more strikeout to give him seven for the night. But another home run allowed, this time to Cody Ashy. And at the bottom of the fourth, 4-3 Mets on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.